It's not December, it's barely even November. Outside it's still too warm for snow to fall. Halloween was yesterday, and winter's still a ways away. But try to tell that to the folks down at the mall. Inside's a winter wonderland. I'm sorry, I don't understand. 'Cause mistletoe on Veterans Day just seems wrong. But the shops are filled with Christmas cheer, and on the speakers all you hear is a way too early Christmas song. Leaves just started changing, but the stores are rearranging their decor to wintry Christmas themes. See the red and green displays, just 58 more shopping days. Cardboard elves are planting plastic trees. Jesus in his manger cradle, plus a little Tolkien dreidel, in a big display next to the Cinnabon. With three wise men and gifts they bring, just plug them in and they all sing the way to early Christmas song. I know you need to satisfy your investors, but couldn't you wait at least till the Savior's third trimester? Finally, just outside the master cuts was Santa, and that fat bastard's ho-ho-hoing drove me up the wall. Something snapped, I lost control, and kicked him square in his North Pole. And as he dropped, I decked him in his halls. So my friends, I wish you well. From the mall security holding cell, I hope that they don't keep me here too long. May you and yours find peace and love, unless you are the rider of the way to early Christmas song.
This is Juiced Penguin.
Merry Christmas, Jenkins.
Merry Christmas, sir. And may I say how sorry I am you caught me giving that turkey a most unconventional stuffing?
Well, Jenkins, you've got to get the Paxo up there somehow.
Yes, indeed, sir. It's just that one feels so terribly lonely at Christmas.
Oh, Jenkins, there's no need to be lonely. Sit ye by the fire and let me croon you a Christmas story.
Oh, jolly well done, sir.
Now there's a little boy called Johnny, fast asleep in bed, with cozy thoughts of Christmas spinning round his head. Till he hears jingle bells and a big voice shout, so he tiptoes to the window and he goes to check it out.
Sorry, sir. Bored already.
The snow is white and crispy, and the night's so black. There's a fat old man before him, with a fat old sack. And there's a faint gleam of hope in his pauper's eyes. So he opens up the window, and the man says, surprise! I'm not Santa Claus, I've come to rob your house. Your daddy has left you, Johnny. I've just seen him going out. So I guess that you've been tricked. This sack is full of stuff I've nicked. And I'm not Santa Claus, I've come to rob your house. I'm not Santa Claus, I've come to rob your house.
Jenkins, have you finished with that chicken?
It flew out of the window, sir.
You should see a doctor, Jenkins. Just not healthy, chap, at a chicken.
I promise from now on I'll leave the poultry alone, sir.
So Johnny turns to Santa, and his eyes read shock. And he turns his face to the fireplace at his empty sock, with his red rosy cheeks and the snot down his chin. Little Johnny, you really ought to not have let that stranger come in, 'cause he's not Santa Claus, he's come to rob your house. So if I were you, I'd hide and I'd be quiet as a mouse. Yes, it seems that underneath that fluffy beard's a man called Keith. And he's not Santa Claus, he's come from Clapham South. He's not Santa Claus, he's come to rob your... A little tear appears from within Johnny's eyes. Santa Claus collapses, he's had too many pies. He tries to breathe, but he's just had a cardiac. Now Johnny gets to keep what Santa brought him in his sack.
Daddy,
I'm not Santa Claus, I've come to drop your house. Your daddy's left you, Johnny, and I've seen him going out. So I guess that you've been tricked, you stupid, brainless little. I'm not Santa Claus, I've come to drop your jolly well done Jenkins. I'm not Santa Claus, I've come. Santa Claus, I've come. I'm not Santa Claus, I've come to rob your house.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, and God bless us each and every one. It's a bit cold in here, Jenkins. I've got the Whitechapel hat pegs.
Santa Claus saying, I've heard you don't exist, but I know you do, so please won't you bring everything on my Christmas list. I tossed and I turned all Christmas Eve till the clock said 4:53. Then I went downstairs and I couldn't believe what was waiting under the tree. There was Keira Knightley in a see-through nightie, Salma Hayek and Kate Winslet. There were suitcases filled with $100 bills and the keys to a new Corvette. There were deeds to some mansions in Rome and the Hamptons, a Hattori Hanzo blade. There were 10,000 shares in Google, and there's every Star Wars toy ever made. It's the ultimate, ultimate Christmas time. Every wish that I had came true. It had been a rough fall, so I went for it all, and the man in red came through. There's supposed to be joy at the birth of a boy long ago in the Holy Land. But this is the ultimate, ultimate Christmas. I hope you understand. Well, I ran back upstairs to Mom and Dad, saying, come on, you gotta see. But they'd lost 50 pounds and rekindled the magic and weren't paying attention to me. Sister got a boyfriend who didn't suck. Brother got a girlfriend who did. So I ran down the street hoping maybe my luck had been shared by the neighborhood kids. There were bikes and Nintendos in every yard, lots of iPods and DVDs. Every grandma sent money in their Christmas cards, not a single toy was Chinese. An anonymous friend paid off Mr. Hunt's farm, and the Wilsons got cleared for homeschooling. Mrs. Taylor had regrown her missing arm, Mr. Johnson stopped shaking and drooling. It's the ultimate, ultimate Christmas time. Santa's filled up his big red bag. He pulled out the stops and he bought out the shops, and now everyone's loaded with swag. And all over the planet, even violent fanatics are spreading Yuletide cheer. 'cause this is the ultimate, ultimate Christmas, my favorite time of year. Stephen Hawking got new vocal cords and legs, and Amtrak got new trains. The Rock got a script that didn't suck eggs. Britney and Paris got functioning brains. Republicans got their consciences, and Democrats got their spines. George W. Bush got pretzels and beer. Dick Cheney got vital signs. The alarm went off and I woke up. I guess that I dreamed the whole thing. So I shook my head and I got out of bed to see what Santa did bring. Like I figured, new socks, some cheap Lego knockoffs, and one big unmarked crate. When I took off the wrapping, I just about crapped. It was Salma, Kiera, and Kate. It's the ultimate, ultimate Christmas time. Hope it's everything that you dreamed. I wrote to Santa to dare him, and he brought me a harem. Won't my online buds be steamed? Maybe next year I'll ask for peace on Earth for all the girls and boys. But this is the ultimate, ultimate Christmas, so make a joyful noise. Yeah, this is the ultimate, ultimate Christmas. I think I'll go play with my toys.
Girls, girls, please let me look at this stuff. Thanks. Let's see. Lifetime pass to Disney World? Gift certificate for an episode of Top Chef filmed in my kitchen? Whose car keys are these?
Now a word from our sponsor, PlayStation 3. And for an extra special treat, we've got Ace reporter Will Ross here to chat with the jolly old elf himself, Saint Nick, about the PlayStation 3 shortage.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here on the floor of Santa's factory.
Workshop.
Workshop? Okay. Santa's workshop here, and I can tell you... Wait, why workshop and not factory?
Oh! Well, there are thousands of OSHA regulations governing the safety of factories, Will. Workshops? Not so much.
Oh. Well, good, I think. We're here on the floor of Santa's workshop.
Santa can do whatever he wants in a workshop. Watch this. Hey, Squeaker, come over here.
Yes, Santa?
You're fired.
But Santa, the missus, she's got Squeaker Jr. on the way.
Oh, Squeaker, I had totally forgotten. She's fired, too. Ho, 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 ho.
You're firing an elf 2 weeks before Christmas? That's a little crummy.
No, Will. Jeez, give me some credit.
Okay, I was wondering because it was a little cold-hearted.
I'm going to hire them both back at entry-level wages. Learn that little trick from Boeing.
Okay, while we're on the topic, the elves are free to leave, right? I mean, I've never seen an elf working at Denny's or anything.
My elves are not free to leave. They're elves. They stay at the North Pole.
Well, that's not right.
What do you mean, Will? Thousands of famous Americans had elves. Why, Thomas Jefferson even had elves.
Okay, those were slaves, Santa.
Potato, potato.
Okay, never mind. Happy things. Happy things. Okay, I know. Are you making enough PlayStation 3s to get out to all the good little boys and girls this year?
Santa did the math, and he figures 300,000 ought to serve the global market quite nicely.
300,000? That won't be enough. Although I suppose they could just get a Nintendo Wii to hold them over.
Who the heck wants a Wii?
What's wrong with the Wii? I want a Wii.
I thought you looked a little light in the loafers there. And here I thought you were as masculine as Tom Cruise.
What?
Nothing.
Okay, there's something funny going on here. No one on Earth would call Tom Cruise masculine.
There's nothing funny going on here. All the good little boys and girls will also be receiving a copy of my... of a great book called Dianetics. And in this book, they can learn to control their body stations, and...
Is that a mask?
No, it's not a mask. Hey, don't touch that. Hey, stop it!
L. Ron Hubbard!
But why?
Well, once adults learned that the whole basis of my religion was aliens H-bombing other aliens inside volcanoes, they stopped taking my personality tests. It was too crazy even for celebrities to believe.
I needed a way to get Scientology into the hands of people gullible enough to believe anything.
The Kansas Board of Education?
No, you idiot. Children.
Oh.
So I kidnapped Santa, sabotaged the factories that produce PS3s, and instead planned to give every child in the world an e-meter and a copy of Dianetics. And I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for you meddling.
Haven't you done enough? You also got to rip off Scooby-Doo?
Well, it doesn't matter, because you'll never find Santa.
We found Santa.
They found Santa.
He was locked in a spare bathroom.
Nice job, Houdini.
Oh, shut up.
Take him away, boys.
I'll be back, and next time I'll be OT level 12.
Oh, Will, you've saved Christmas.
Aw, thanks, Santa.
Now everyone, get writing. We've got 10 million IOU 1 PlayStation 3 coupons to write for stockings all over the world. It might even be March before every boy and girl who wants one gets theirs.
Or tell Mommy and Daddy get their tax refund check for some boys and girls.
Exactly. But it's important to be patient.
But I suppose their parents could just get them a Nintendo Wii.
You just don't get it. And Will, what would you like for Christmas?
Well, Santa, I'd kind of like everyone in the world to put down their guns and just spend a season getting along.
That's a pretty tall order, Will. How about a brand new microphone?
Well, that works too.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
On March 17th, 2012, join us for the Northeast GNU Linux Fest in Worcester, Massachusetts. We have hackerspace competition, LPI and BSD exams, demonstration of OpenStreetMap, and our wildly popular after-party at Jillian's. Go to northeastlinuxfest.org for more information.
Standing in the kitchen where the mistletoe's hung. Be careful, she ain't wearing her teeth, and she might try to slip you the tongue. Singing Silent Night in the bathroom, Grandpa forgets his robe. Bubba sniffing glue over in the corner, shaking up an old NASCAR snow globe. My sister Sue was merry at the Walmart nativity, but she got fired today. She and a wise man were under the manger, taking a roll in the hay. The phone rings, Daddy was DUI. Mama commences to cuss. She says, Ed, you better go down and fetch your pa. You're the least drunk of any of us. It's Christmas Eve in the trailer park. Everybody's drinking since noon. We put the lights on the roof back in 92. They ain't coming down anytime soon. Pass me the turkey bologna and that box of strawberry wine. And at midnight we'll get out the shotguns and shoot up the speed limit sign. Tapes green skull cans up on the fridge. It's a perfect holiday wreath. And then he announces to us he's fixing to run off with a Catholic priest. Mama lets out a scream and chases him down, whacks his head with a broom. Uncle Earl's quietly cooking up cheer, crystal meth in the back bedroom. It's Christmas Eve in the trailer park. Everybody's drinking since noon. We put the lights on the roof back in 92. They ain't coming down anytime soon. Pass me the turkey bologna and that box of strawberry wine. And at midnight we'll get out the shotguns and shoot up the speed limit sign. Thank you. unwrapping cartons of Camels and unloading cases of beer. It's just like when Burlive sings, the most wonderful time of the year.
Christmas, hello? Hello? Where'd everybody go? It wasn't that bad, was it? I liked it anyways. Well, everything I've played today is links and information for all the songs and bits are on the website, juicedpenguin.com. And if anybody would like to chat, we chat on the Ogcast Planet IRC channel. That's irc.freenode.net, hashtag Ogcast Planet. And if you have no idea what I just said and don't know what IRC is, you can go to the Juice Penguin website, and in the right-hand upper corner, there is a link to Freenode web chat. Click on the link, it'll take you to another page, and just sign in, and it's that easy. Most people might not know it, but Ogcast Planet does have a game server. It has been and will be running a game called Zonotech. From now until through the new year. I even looked up how to pronounce that, so I'm probably butchering it anyways. It's X-O-N-O-T-I-C. If you want to check that out, you can go to xonotic.org and download the game, or check your repos. Or you could download Desera, which is a Steam-type game distribution client. That works also. I've downloaded that on Fedora 16 and it works quite well. So you download that, go to multiplayer, punch in ogcastplanet.org, join the game, and away you go. Lots of fun. Alright, that's about it, but I do have one more song. I'm saving it for last because it's a little long and kind of monotonous, but hang in there, it's pretty good. It'll grow on you. Thanks for downloading. I'll see you next time.
Oh, ho, 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 ho! Oh, ho, 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 ho!
Remember, remember the 25th of December, the reindeer and Rudolph and plot. I see no reason the holiday season should ever be forgot.
Fantastic Fen. File and fast for this fanciful frolicking through fandom's fabulous frivolities of the festive times of the fantastic future. While first and foremost a fallacy, fear not as this farcical thought felicitates to you. It's a fanboy Christmas too. The Wrath of Claws! Oh ho 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 ho! It's a fanboy Christmas through Narnia's Grand Canyons. The Doctor and Mal Reynolds are snuggling their companions. And who's that dressed as Santa? It's Merry Mr. Wharf.
Oh, oh.
But he don't need no elves in green, cause he's got a red dwarf.
Have some smegnog,
Anakin, with your saber so red. Won't you make the younglings dead?
Darth Vader's my dad. Darth Vader's my dad. Darth Vader's my dad. He told me after he chopped off my hand. The Emperor's comrade, evil just a tad. In black he is clad, like he's in some sci-fi heavy metal band. Why does he fulfill every scary Sith wish? Why can't he cool out with some dairy and Swiss Miss? And all the rebels, they are very pissed. This station will get blown apart. Snow falls down on Metropolis. Who's that girl almost topless? Fighting for your right in her satin tights. Walking with a winter Wonder Woman. She'll lasso, get the true Thor. Smack around Mr. Luthor. No pajamas on this hot Amazon. Walking with a winter Wonder Woman. See her showing off her Bato Kirby in her starry spangled underwear. You might think that makes me kind of pervy, but frankly, I don't really freaking care. Later on, if my plan's good, she'll see my Supermanhood. It's her I'll intrigue, cause I'm in her league, walking with a winter Wonder Woman.
Rev open the switches on the sonic oscillator and step up the reactor power input 3 more points. Happy birthday!
Ho Frosty!
Frodo the Hobbit was a long way from the Shire, dodging orcs and crooks through a couple books just to get to Mordor's fire. Frodo the Hobbit was accompanied by Sam. Helping Frodo out, he was short and stout like a big old Christmas ham. There must have been some magic in that one ring Bilbo found. For when Frodo held it up high, Gollum knocked him to the ground. Frodo the Hobbit is alive and doing fine. Off in magic lands using both his hands just so he can count to 9. I want a classic Optimus for Christmas. Only that mighty Autobot will do. The big trailer truck with cool accessories, not the robo-monkey flinging energon feces. I want a classic Optimus for Christmas, not the one from Generation 2. The one from the cartoon that always saved the day, not the T2 rip-off courtesy of Michael Bay, because we all agree he's really gay.
Do you hear that, Daddy? Every time a bell rings, an Angel rerun is shown on TNT.
Simon and River are wanted hoods on a Firefly ship they go. With Anara the Hooker and Old Shepherd Book, they are following orders from Zoe. Simon and River help smuggle goods like medicine, food, and more. Watch that as he grinned, I'm a leap on the wind. Watch how I soar. I painted Mouse brown coat turquoise. Somebody snitched on me. Did naughty things with Wash's toys. Somebody snitched on me. Cause of River's psychic power, Mal found out I spent an hour spying on Kaylee in the shower. Somebody snitched on me, so I'm getting rotten squat for Christmas. Mal and Inara are mad.
Oh, ram it.
I'm getting rotten squat for Christmas. Cause Jane here ain't nothing but bad.
Cheer up, Jane. Here, have a holiday treat.
Fruitcake Odie bars?
Yeah, they make a man out of any creature that's stirring, even a mouse.
Shiny.
Oh, silly night.
give entrance to this castle. I seek the Grail and any other sacred trinkets. Oh, Arthur King, I fart in your direction. Now go away before I taunt your silly English candidates. On the satellite of love, far above Deep 13, Micro and Tom Servo mock schlock on the screen. During a holiday break from Doc Forrester's worst, got a visit from the guy who was up there first. Joel, 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 Joel. Is he conscious or sleeping? It's so hard to tell. Joel, 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 Joel. Far superior to Swayze or Kim Cattrall.
You there, young lad, what day is it?
Talk like a pirate day.
Then I happen to be Mr. Mangy Pildrax.
A plundering the coast on Christmas Day. Here we go, a plundering the Caribbean way. When you're with Captain Jack, you're like Santa with his sack. Except you're taking all the presents, food and rum and every wench. Like the sexy, savvy pirate, Mr. Grinch. Yo ho ho ho! You better watch out and stay on your toes if you got strange powers just like heroes. Siler Claus is coming to town. With Mohinder's list of genetic freaks, he'll hacksaw your brains like internet geeks. Siler Claus is coming to town. If Isaac paints the future in comic books for free, why doesn't Hero just stop time and go hang out with Stan Lee? They're saving the world on NBC, so please won't you save the cheerleader for me? Siler Claus is coming to town.
Life just sucks. I'm gonna kill myself by taking a quantum leap off this bridge.
What in blazes? Al, where am I? When am I? Who am I? According to Ziggy, there's a 23.27% chance your name is Clarence and you're an angel in training sent here to keep Jimmy Stewart from killing himself. Sir, don't you see it's a wonderful life? I'll jump off this bridge myself to prevent you from doing it. What do you say?
Are you kidding? I'm on the bridge with Captain Archer. Can I have your autograph?
You're a weird one, Dr. Phlox. Your character's a crock. You're just a cross between Neelix and the holographic doc, Dr. Phlox. Your premise is so derivatively illogical that you got bitch slapped by Spock.
I'll have a spook Christmas without you.
Mr. Mallory!
Quiet, Vera, I'm singing. I'll have a spook Christmas without you.
What does any of that mean?
Nothing, but how else are we going to work Babylon 5 into this bit? The decorations of purple on a green Christmas tree.
Purple, green.
It won't be the same, Veer. If you don't partake in little blue balls of meat.
Do the Vorlons celebrate Christmas?
No, I think they're Jewish. They all seem a bit kosher.
Ugh, lousy pun.
Exterminate Daleks, hunt the Doctor. Exterminate with our deadly toilet plunger.
Cthulhu, the great old one, has returned to destroy humanity.
Hey, Cthulhu, I dare you to stick your tentacles on this frozen flagpole.
Spare me your childish jibes, for soon I will devour the flesh of the innocents.
I triple dog dare you.
Ooh.
Very well.
Good luck devouring the world, squid face.
Have yourself a merry and pippin' Christmas. At
halflings full of mead. Second breakfast presents mistletoe pipe weed.
But seriously, folks,
have yourself a very fanboy Christmas every single day. That next big convention isn't far away. Every trooper and Starfleet dude eating consweet food. Speaking of every weekend of the year, through the years we've all become a family, so let's make this vow, spread all the love, peace, and happiness you can, and yourself a merry fanboy Christmas
now. And I heard them exclaim this last holiday wish to all humans so long, and thanks for all the fish!
Mr. Santa Claus, for Christmas I would like an Illudium Q-36 explosive space modulator!
You'll shoot your eye out, kid!